Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, it's just life in the National Football League is what I probably enjoy most about it. Each week, man, there's something to get really fired up about. Got a lot of respect for that organization historically. I got a lot of respect for that organization present day with their collection of leadership and players and so forth. And so we've been in some big games with them. I'd imagine this is not going to be any different. It's exciting. It's the NFL.
Mike Tomlin teeing up Sunday Night Football. He has a very good record at home on Sunday night. Actually, in primetime at home is the way to quantify it. I think 29-10 at home in primetime. A lot of that is Monday Night Football because he's yet to lose a Monday night home game.
I think
Steelers head coach.
That stat is weirdly more impressive to me than him not winning any Thursday night divisional road games is unimpressive. I just don't know. Like, that's just two statistical anomalies like that are strange.
What two statistical anomalies?
That he hasn't lost a Monday nighter at home and that he hasn't won a Thursday nighter on the road against the division. That's just, I don't know. It feels like football is too random for that to actually have taken place. You can't guess on a given day if you're going to, or a given year, if you're going to see like a really good team in a specific spot, or if that team is going to be surprising, if they're going to be terrible, etc. That's all.
I got nervous that our guest,
I
was a central time versus eastern time zone
yeah,
thing, but I did give him the right time. So
here's another, speaking of that, somebody from the Mason Crosby show wanted to have me.
Isn't it always the backup to Mason Crosby who brings you
I don't on? Know. So I think I've done those hits, though, in like the morning, like, or it's like a midday show,
the
right?
The Mason Crosby show.
And I've never been on for the Mason with actually Mason Crosby.
He was the kicker in Super Bowl 45.
He was. And he texted me this morning and said, "Hey, it's so-and-so."
Mason, like, Crosby himself
no,
texted
No, no, no,
you?
His producer.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hey, it's so-and-so from what I don't even remember what station, no offense, what the actual station is." He goes,
"A fan in Milwaukee, maybe?"
Might be, yeah. It might be. And so he asks me if I can come on, and the text says, "How does 1 o'clock Central Time sound?" I said, "Not very good."
Buddy, that's do what, 2 seconds of research on when our show's on the air, pal.
That's what I mean. I was like, "Not very good, man. Sorry, can't do it. My show starts at 2. He knows what I do for a living. He knows where I do that show. Am I wrong to think that that's not great
him.
Producing?
Segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is Black and Gold Brewing's Black and Gold Lager, and it supports young adult cancer survivors. That's where we'll be on Wednesday for my nipple piercing extravaganza. Mike's Beer Bar. All right. Our next guest is a Packers informant. You hear him on this station midnight to 2 a.m. every night. And our producer, Charlie Borges, thinks the guy that does the big voice for his show sounds like an old prospector. Is that what you said, Charlie?
Like the actual old prospector skit that everyone references?
So every time it switches to midnight, you just hear, it's time for the Bart Winkler Show.
So like
show.
The old Gus Chiggins bit from from Saturday Night Live, the one where no one can keep a straight
face. Will Ferrell? Yeah. I remember that. That is Bart Winkler, who's named after Bart Starr and is based in Milwaukee and has talked about the Packers and covered the Packers for his entire life. Bart, do you think the guy sounds like an old prospector?
Gus Chiggins, Chiggins.
You got to get a little more like Gus Chiggins.
Wait a minute. Is it just you that does the voice?
No. It's just the generic old voice guy that, I don't know.
What, by the way, forever. What a living, right?
Generic old voice guy?
Yeah, generic old
for
voice
now,
guy's
dude,
got...
Dude, AI's coming for that job immediately. That guy's got to be in trouble.
You know
yeah,
what?
But think about it. He's had like a 50-year run of just having a great deep voice, Bart. Tremendous.
The guy who had the all-timer, and he's passed on, I think, for several years, was the guy who would do In a World. Where, you know, like where...
I like the Westwood One guy that's like, it's the NFL on Westwood One.
I'm the world guy's dead, you're telling me?
The In the World guy who did all the big trailers, right?
Yeah, I know
90s,
who you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy's been gone for a while, but in a world where people in sentient horses are running the show, one man dares defy convention.
Do you guys know what's going on with the NBA on NBC? They're using the guy... That guy died in like 2017. They used to do it in the 90s.
Yeah, I know that
his
voice.
His family's allowing it to happen now, so he's promoting like AFC Bournemouth versus Liverpool. This guy don't know what that is. He died. He's dead.
So it's not even like the Yankees using the recording of him going,
Bob Shepard saying Jeter.
Number two, Derek Jeter. They're just having him, like, are they AIing his voice then?
I like that they asked the family. I think if the family signs off on it, it's okay.
I hope the family got like a nice cut for it.
I'm sure they did.
I don't know. That's how I feel about retired numbers, too. Like when Malik Nabers took number one from the Giants, they asked Ray Flaherty's family. No one's thought about Ray Flaherty in 80 years. Of course they're gonna let him use his number.
Yeah.
You gonna give him some change? Yeah, use his number. What do we care?
All right, Bar. My take on this game is that the Steelers are up against it. I don't think they're going to win. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a particularly good game. Green Bay's defense last week... 3 sacks from Micah Parsons. Front's really good. The last time we saw a front like this was Seattle, and Aaron Rodgers threw 2 interceptions in that game. So let's start there. He's the guy that you watch play football for 18 years in Green Bay and play like a Hall of Famer. What kind of defense is he up against Sunday night?
Well, not the same defense that we saw in weeks 1 and 2, where I think the Packers were jolted by the mere presence of Micah Parsons, and everybody was playing a little more aggressive and a little more tenacious, and they beat Detroit, and then they beat the Commanders, both those games at home. Good offenses, very exciting to see that happen. And then, you know, they let Dallas, who I think, you know, the world of Dak, I think he's very good, but he threw all over them. Last week, even late against Joe Flacco a couple weeks ago, they let him kind of run around in the second half. Jacoby Brissett had a chance to lead a comeback drive. And then, of course, Micah Parsons stepped up when he needed to. The first couple of weeks, it looked like everything in our wildest dreams as Packer fans was coming true, that this defense was going to be tough, that they were going to be aggressive, that they had playmakers, and they still do. But the last couple of weeks, it seemed more like the Packers' defenses that – Aaron Rodgers had been accustomed to.
But nobody seems to want
to
run the ball on him, and when they do, they suck at it. Is that fair?
Yeah, they're doing good against the run, even though, you know, we were told Micah Parsons sucks at that.
Yeah, by Jerry Jones.
They're giving up big third downs again. They're not, I don't know, they've let these teams hang around. And, of course, in the NFL, you know, winning's important, and they're 4-1-1 because of that stupid tie, and they're in first place in the NFC. Yeah, this is so great. Everybody in Wisconsin right now is like, we're 4-1-1. We're the best. We need a Super Bowl. I don't care if they're in first place in week 7. Are they good enough to win a Super Bowl? Last couple of weeks, I mean, they've won. So I'm the idiot, but I think the defense has not been as good as they were to start.
Okay.
Well, Bart, our version of that is we would like to just win a playoff game. That's how much standards have fallen here. I keep reading and seeing people who are cracking through the tape and really crunching it say that the one thing that you can get this defense with especially is quick passing game. How true is that, and why do you think that is?
And that's something that Aaron Rodgers has been focused on, getting the ball out very quick. I don't know. I just don't think that they have been playing up to their level. I think that when Micah Parsons came here, again, the thing that I was the most excited about was this Packers defense has a lot of first-rounders, and they have really never played up to that ability, whether it's Lucas Van Ness, who they got in a pick they used with the Rodgers trade from the Jets, or Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt. I think that a little bit of the problem has been they're trusting the front four to get things done. And so there's not as many blitz packages and the exotic looks that you would like to see. And teams are able to exploit. Also, another problem is they are missing some tackles again. And that again, is another problem with the Aaron Rodgers tenure. That Aaron Rodgers tenure, especially at the end, I, as a Packer fan, was getting tired of it. I think his last year he played hurt, and I don't think he wanted to give up the controls because he knew Jordan Love would come in. And I think the way that he played against Detroit in week 17 or 18, whatever it was at the time, and that Sunday night game where Detroit had nothing to play for, they won. It kind of sprungboard them into being the Lions. He probably should have had another at least appearance here in a Super Bowl. But there are plenty of times where you look at these playoff games and he played fine to good and the defense was just never able to get things done.
What's going on here now.
Rodgers leads a drive, defense leaks, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Bart, he's got the same thing going on here. Again. I mean, he's playing well. He's got 14 touchdown passes. The defense is 31st against the pass, and they've given up a ton of points. They're 19th in scoring defense, which gets me to my question about the Packers offense. You've got Josh Jacobs with 6 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Tyler Kraft is 2nd in the NFL in yards after the catch. Love has thrown 2 horrible interceptions, but he's only thrown 2. The right tackle hasn't given up a sack, so that doesn't make me think that TJ Watt's going to go off in this game. They're well coached. It just seems like a very, very good offense, and against a Steelers defense that had Joe Flacco light them up and gave up almost 10 yards to carry to Chase Brown, I feel like Green Bay is going to come here and score at least 30 points. Do you agree with that?
Well, they should be able to. The offense is good enough. They may get Christian Watson back. He's questionable, and that would be a nice improvement in the receiving ranks. But Kraft's been great. He's a great target over the middle. Jacobs, like you said, gets into the end zone and kind of stalled in the beginning of the season, but he's been working well. And then the Jordan Love aspect of it, there's going to be a lot of, whatever happens in this game, if Aaron Rodgers throws 3 touchdowns and they win, I don't think that means, the Packers made the wrong decision. I think they made the right decision at the time. And Jordan Love, he's good, okay? Jordan Love is good. Now, his interceptions that he throws are very puzzling sometimes.
They're Favre-ian, Bart. They just remind me of the absolute worst of Brett Favre.
Yeah, fine. That's okay. He also has he had a big fourth down last week. He's got some great touchdowns. This is what's bothering me with some Packer fans, is he is being overly criticized. Like, they already made the decision. They paid him the money. He is your quarterback, and he is good. But if he throws 27 good passes and 2 bad and 1 horrendous, all we're talking about is those 3. Like, this guy is following 2 Hall of Famers in a row, and Packer fans – we're called Title Town. We call it in Title Town. I get it. They've had 3 quarterbacks in a row that have been competent, good, but 2 of them were Hall of Famers. So I think because of that, people think, Jordan Love has to play like a Hall of Famer every single game. And if I'm Jordan Love, I don't want to get into this game and get too much in my head. Like, I got to out-duel Aaron Rodgers.
Bart, do you think he's better than Aaron Rodgers right now? This second. This very second.
I would say the last 2 years for sure. I think Rodgers is playing better than he's played since he left Green Bay. I still think that Aaron Rodgers is as prone to a bad interception as Love is. I would rather have Love right now than Rodgers.
Okay.
If Jordan Love...
For one game, you'd take Love.
I would rather take Love in this game.
Okay. He also can run and move, and Rodgers really can't. If by some hook or crook, the Steelers' defense actually bows its back, delivers a good game, and suddenly the Packers are down four with like 90 seconds left, and they've got 3rd and 7 to keep, you know, got to keep the chains moving. Who's Jordan Love dropping back and looking for? Because I know there's a million receivers there and they're all good, but do they have an alpha dog in that crew?
I think Tucker Kraft's kind of been emerging as that. You know, he's gotten a lot of George Kittle comparisons, and we kind of was like, okay, he's not going to be that good. And then he is, which Tucker Kraft, they've got another guy, Luke Musgrave, who was supposed to be the guy at tight end, and then Kraft kind of took over the last couple of years.
Yes.
The other would be Romeo Doubs, I think, and you'll see him with the big, you know, extra padding on the helmet.
Yep.
I think he's kind of emerged as a really reliable guy. We're wondering all the time, who's the number one receiver? You know, that's always a fun convo you can get a couple hours out of. Who's the number one receiver? Last year it was, okay, this week it's Dontavian Wicks. This week it's Jaden Reed, who's been injured. But Doubs has really stepped up as a reliable target. I still think if push comes to shove, they would call a play for Kraft over any of the receivers.
Bart, have you ever eaten a tomato on its own? Not in a salad, not on a sandwich. You just bit into a tomato an apple.
You don't bite into it like an apple. Like kids do that. I'm talking you slice up a big... like heirloom tomato, and you sprinkle some salt on it.
Why do you keep putting heirloom in there like it's going
to
make it?
Because I don't just go to the store in November, buy some like crappy-ass tomato.
I don't think he's
going to
do it heirloom or no heirloom. I don't think that Bart does that. I don't think most humans do.
I've eaten tomato like slices with like pepper on it.
Thank you.
But did you go to the refrigerator specifically and said, I'm in the mood to eat a tomato on its own in that situation?
No, if I want to do that, I just pour ketchup down my throat.
Thank you. All right. Appreciate you. All right, Bart, we'll be listening tonight at midnight. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Bart Winkler, Infinity Sports Network, named after Bart Starr.
Doesn't it start at 10 tonight?
Yeah, but we don't take it till midnight.
Oh, that's right.
And how does the guy say his name again, Charles?
Sorry, say that one more time.
Oh, my God.
How does which guy say
his name? How does the big voice guy say Bart's name?
Oh, yeah.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
I think when that guy dies,
related
you should
to
audition
Henry?
To take.
Oh, I'd do it.
I think Henry Winkler was in the, well, Happy Days is Wisconsin, right?
I think so. I think it was Milwaukee.
The Fonz.
I don't think so. I feel like if he was related to him, he'd bring it up on his show all the time and he'd have him on his show.
By the way, Michael Lombardi from earlier in the show, definitively not related to Vince Lombardi.
That wasn't on the show, was it? Wasn't that off the air?
No, I think that was.
I don't recall a Lombardi being discussed.
Thank you.
On the
it's
air
not
today.
In the show
God
notes.
God damn it. There I go again, blurring off and on air.
All right, we're going to pick the games next in the hodgepodge. And then who follows us, Mackey, from 6 to 10:35?
Mr. Mackey, correct.
All right, quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
5:15, time to start the weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. We will hear from a Packers informant, a Packers insider in 15 minutes on this massive matchup. Have I overrated them? I honestly have them on the short list of teams that I think can win the Super Bowl. They've only lost one game. They did tie another. They could have lost. Good thing Jordan Love got rid of the ball with 1 second left to kick that field goal to force a tie against Dallas. I don't think the Steelers' offense is on par with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys' offense is actually, after the Colts, probably the second best in the NFL right now. And maybe they'd have a shot if they had kept Micah Parsons instead of trading him to the team the Steelers have to play.
If you're talking about the actual rankings, they are the second-ranked scoring offense in the league, and the Colts are number one. If you were asking me which of those offenses I would just trust for one game, it'd be the Cowboys, because I think their quarterback is like clearly still a lot better than the other team's quarterback, who I think is in a very favorable situation for himself.
Open phone Friday, whatever you want to talk about. 412-928-9370. With Steelers and Packers on the horizon. Here is Sean in Youngstown. Hello, Sean.
Hey, fellas. How are we today?
We're good, man. Good.
I'm calling you from Youngstown. I married a Pittsburgh girl.
Nice.
And for 21 years, I have watched her sit on her couch at around 8 o'clock at night after she has cut her tomato open into slices, sat on the couch, season all salt, and go to town on this thing.
And why don't you partake with her? Thank you.
It's terrible.
Does she just do this with any old store-bought tomato, or does she make sure she's getting the good ones, Sean?
Homegrown is preferred, and so I think it's twofold. I do think it's a Pittsburgh thing, and I think in her case, she grew up
without
money. She is partially Italian, but I think she grew up more in the fact of not having money, and I think that was actually like a treat.
Sean, I want you to tell your lovely wife that she's doing it right, that you and Pony are wrong, and that it might be a Pittsburgh thing, but I think it's honestly a whole country thing.
Sean, scale
people understand that a great heirloom homegrown tomato with a little kosher salt is hard to beat.
Sean, scale of 1 to 10. 10 is there's no way in hell the Steelers lose to the Packers. 1 is they're absolutely getting beaten and blown out. What is your level of confidence in this game Sunday night?
Wow. Well, let's go back to Thursday. I know everyone's sick of talking about Thursday.
I'm not.
But what makes us think anything has changed in a week and a half that Tomlin and his crew have come
Thank
up
you.
With a scheme that is going to compete with the Green Bay Packers?
That's exactly my take. Thank you.
My only thought process is I thought with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers, they would have looked at that locker room and said, guys, we're not losing to these guys. And it didn't happen.
Sean, let me ask you one thing that could be something. Do you put any stock in the idea that part of the reason the Steelers got gashed so badly wasn't just scheme, but that it was a pretty old defense on a very short week?
Ooh.
And that now they have a mini bye week to actually rest up and get ready.
I just think our defense is so predictable. Joe Flacco could have won that game with his eyes closed.
Thank you, Sean. Would you answer the scale of 1 to 10 question? I'm at a 2 for them in this game.
Like a 3 or a 4 probably. Probably a 3. I'm not quite as down on them as you, but I think it's pretty obvious we both are going to pick them to lose.
Here's Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So, two things. Quick, will the Steelers win? I think they will. Should they? No. But how about this?
So why will they then?
6 years. Because it's in there. Tomlin, his history and everything else. I know they didn't win last year, but I just have a weird feeling that they'll pull this out of their butts.
Okay.
But anyway, so my daughter, this is a long time ago. She was 6 years old. My wife is upstairs. I'm in the kitchen with my daughter. She grabs a tomato. And she's like, you know, wants to eat it. I'm like, well, no, honey, that's not an apple. It's a tomato. She's like, I know. And I yell upstairs to my wife, hey, Grace wants to eat a tomato like an apple. And she goes, yeah, give it to her. She likes them.
It's been a lifetime of eating tomatoes like apples. The Dave in North Huntington.
I just don't think it's as unusual as like Pony feels like. Now, I've heard of people, this is rare, but I have heard about this. There are people out there who will eat onions like apples, and that's where I draw a hard line.
Oh, God.
That is where I draw a very hard line.
Oh, I'm getting sick just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is so gross.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
That is so nasty.
I'm not
like the Grinch?
I'm not pretending to tell you guys that I've heard a lot of people do this, but I have heard more than one person be like, oh, yeah, I like to bite into an onion. And at that point, I check out. I'm like, nope. No, thanks.
If I were single.
Stop the ride.
If I were single and I went on a date with Paige Sporanek and we went back to her place and I was thinking, this is going to be the greatest night of my life. And she walked into the living room wearing nothing, eating an onion, I would leave. I'd say, I'm out. This is too weird. This is too. No, something's off here. I don't know what's going on with you. I'm done. Peace.
You would not leave.
Yes, I would.
Situation.
The act of watching someone eat an onion would cause me to think that they're like...
What if she cut it up into pieces?
Still no. Just a plain onion?
What if she cooked it down? Like a cheesesteak, like peppers and onions.
And she's just eating it plain?
Spoonfuls of cooked onions.
I don't know, man. That's
like,
still...
Like caramelized onions?
No.
I'm in.
No, I've got no issue with caramelized onions, but nobody eats them plain, man. Or by themselves. No.
Sawyer in the YouTube chat.
You guys know I'm right about this.
Sawyer in the YouTube chat. Pony has to eat an onion like it's an apple if the Steelers win.
I'm not doing another like gimmick here thing. Okay? I already paid.
Oh, so onions, that's where you'll draw the line. Nipples, yeah, all for it, but onion, that's where you draw the line. Got it.
Oh, mercy.
Here is Frank next. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys. All right. I got two good things. I don't think the Steelers lose 31-20 unless we need two big splash plays that change the game. That's the only chance we have of winning. And then what do you guys think about the NASCAR race this weekend? You think Blaney's going to three-peat?
Are they at where?
So this is like the championship weekend for NASCAR?
It's Martinsville. Blaney won the last two races there to go to the championship.
Wait, he's Sharon's own, isn't he? Or is he? He's from Sharon, right?
Maybe his family is.
I thought they were.
So is this it this Sunday, or is there another week after this?
This is the last race into the championship race. So there's three guys out of it that are fighting for that final two spots.
Here's my opinion on this. NASCAR needs to stop its season before we get into the fall and football season.
Wow.
You start in February, find a way to do it so people, like in August, where the only thing you're competing with is preseason football and baseball and the dog days. You can't be running NASCAR races, especially in the South where people are football obsessed. You can't be running NASCAR races on Saturday and Sunday in the fall.
I agree with that. By the way, Ryan Blaney is the son of Dave Blaney. Dave Blaney, also known for winning a World of Outlaws race at his home track.
There you go.
Sharon Speedway, which is actually in Hartford, Ohio, which I think is right over the border.
Here is Debbie next. Hello, Deb.
Hey, hi, it's Debbie, and I'm calling to let you know that my husband and I both eat tomatoes sliced all the time, only in the summer when they're really good. And he is one to chew on an onion, just saying.
What?
Yeah. I can't get down with the second part, but listen,
like,
you sound like a woman of good taste, Debbie.
He just takes a full bite out of an onion?
Yeah, he does. And
I hope he doesn't ask you for a nice smooch pal right on the kisser right after that.
No, 48 years later, I'm used to it. And also, I think the Steelers will win. I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but I think for his heart, he'll probably pull this win out for us.
All right, thank you, Debbie. I don't like Aaron Rodgers. I probably should have asked a follow-up as to why that is, but... whatever.
48 years of marriage, and they eat tomatoes together in the summer, Pony. Alex and I eat tomatoes together in the summer like that.
Okay, I understand if you have like these little cherry tomatoes.
No, we slice big-ass tomatoes
and
that
just
are
eat them plain.
I sprinkle kosher salt on them, and I eat them plain. She'll occasionally drizzle a little balsamic on them. It's terrific. And toasted bread, like sourdough, good bread. And then you throw a little mayo on each side. You throw a couple giant-ass slices of tomato on that. A little salt on there. Maybe a little pepper if you want to get crazy. Boom, you got yourself a sandwich.
Charlie, do you think you're going to be so intrigued by this that you're going to go home
don't
and
do it
eat
in, don't
a
do
tomato
it in
plane?
Late October. You do this in the... I'm talking about you do this in May or June. You are going to have a taste explosion.
No, I'm good. I'm just...
I'm not interested.
How many other sports shows are going, your thoughts on eating tomatoes and onions raw? And anyway, the Steelers tonight, what do you got? Or Steelers this weekend, how are you feeling? Not too many. That's why Marconi saw fit to give this
station. They're talking about it.
Marconi, based on what you said about Italians, probably was eating tomatoes by themselves.
Probably talking about cheese and Green Bay.
Hot ham and rolls. Tater tot hot dishes.
No, that's Minnesota.
Do you eat blocks of cheese?
I'm willing to bet that in northern Wisconsin, they're eating tater tot hot dishes.
Why?
This is the same state, basically.
Roger said the two states don't like each other.
That's because they look in a mirror and see each other.
Like, you have blocks of cheese? Do people just eat cheese like that? Like, you're talking about the tomatoes?
Like, just bite a chunk out of the cheese or slice it up and eat it? I think people eat blocks of cheese by slicing it up and eating it all the effing time.
Where is that question coming from, Charlie?
Well, no, he said, are people talking about that? But I'm flipping it for
Wisconsin,
the Green Bay market.
All right.
No, because they're all saying, like, yeah, of course I eat cheese.
Yeah, but, like, full blocks of cheese.
Yes,
like
we
you're
get
eating
it.
The apple.
Yes. We got it, Charlie.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy for Sunday night's game. Temperatures will be in the low 50s at kickoff. Won't get too much colder. Should be a really nice night for football. A special night for football, one that people are going to want to remember for a long time if Aaron Rodgers can complete the sweep of X teams. And this one obviously would mean a lot more than the Jets game. He hates the Jets, but he only spent the better part of 2 years there. He spent his entire football life practically in Green Bay. And I don't think he really has a ton of love for the coach there and the GM there, even though he didn't want to say any of that stuff when he talked to the media on Wednesday. Steelers are a 3-point dog in this game. It's interesting. All of the insiders and analysts, for the most part, we've had on the show believe that this is a kind of bounce back, prove the haters wrong type of game for the Steelers. My question for people this hour is a pretty simple one. How do the Steelers beat the Packers? Because Green Bay is a super balanced team. They're top 10 in offense. They're top 10 in defense. They don't turn the ball over. We've said all week that Jordan Love will play loosey-goosey sometimes. He does have brain fart throws. But he only has two interceptions on the year, and they only have three giveaways on the season, which is the fewest of any NFC team. So they'd have to really break character here to do what, say, New England did against the Steelers and turn the ball over a ton and lose. So I don't think the Steelers can just count on takeaways and winning the plus minus in this game to win it. I think they got to go out and win it.
It's a take it. It's not going to be given to you game.
Right. That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it's a take it if you're going to win it.
So how do you do it? I mean, we've got all these people that have come on and said the Steelers are going to win, but honestly, most of it sounds like the hocus pocus of
they're just going to do it. They're going to come home after a bad game on a mini bye, and Mike's going to have them ready, and Aaron's going to be fired up because it's his former team, and the terrible towels will be waving, and they'll be wearing those ass ugly 1994 throwbacks. And
I don't know, man.
I
don't mean to denigrate any of our insiders, but like the intangible, they'll win because there's going to be something in the air Sunday night that wills them to victory just does not pass muster for me. They're going to play Renegade in the fourth quarter, and Jordan Love's going to have diarrhea and throw a late interception, and the Steelers are going to win. That doesn't sound reassuring whatsoever.
The only thing you can say about the Packers, in my opinion, and some of this has happened in games they've won. In fact, two of these three games they won, they've only lost one on the year. You can look at them a little bit and say that out of their six games, factually, while they might have scored some points in most of them.
Except the Cleveland game.
They have not been overwhelming on offense yardage-wise in the following games. Detroit, they only put up 266 yards. Now, that was more of a dick.
Yep.
The Browns game, they put up 230. That was a defensive showdown by both sides that Love blew for them in the end by throwing that pick.
Yep.
And then against the Cardinals, they got only put up 262 and got significantly outgained in that game.
Yeah.
Like, did not stop Jacoby Brissett. I think we're pretty fortunate to win that game.
Yeah.
And so the best I can come up with for you is that their offense, which does rank highly in most every category, played pretty obviously its two best games against the two worst defenses it's seen, Cincinnati and Dallas. They score 40 on Dallas, put up almost 500 yards. Dallas can't stop a nosebleed. Here is the big problem with all that. The Steelers' defense, most recent sighting, looks a lot more like Dallas and Cincy on that side of the ball than it does Cleveland. They don't look like a good defense. Reputationally, they have good players.
I like the Brissett point, and that makes me feel, even though I said I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play a good game because against quality opponents, he hasn't been good this year, and he wasn't good last year. So that's 3 years since we've seen Aaron Rodgers play well against representative teams.
The Packers did not take the lead in that game until there were less than 2 minutes left.
Oh, I know.
I watched it. I mean, they did, and they sacked Brissett a bunch, but he kept the Cardinals still mostly on schedule.
Right. But they got to 27 points, and I think they'll get to at least that against this defense. My level of morale is so shot for this defense.
Oh, that Bengals game ruined it for you.
I don't respect the head coach right now with the defense. I don't respect his puppet defensive coordinator. I don't expect them to put guys in the right positions to succeed. And I've got questions about how good some of these guys are in the first place. I think that they've been overrated, many of them. So I don't have... Green Bay is the best third down offense in the NFL, too. They convert almost 50% of the time.
I was just going to say.
So they don't turn it over and they keep the ball.
I was just going to say that.
That doesn't exactly give me warm and fuzzy feelings about the Steelers in this game.
And they're top third in the league in keeping teams from converting third downs against them.
The one thing they're vulnerable to is tight ends. Good. The Steelers have a lot of tight ends. So if the Steelers win this game, Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith go off, and Aaron Rodgers finds those dudes, and they win kind of a shootout with those individuals being the stars of the
Pony,
game.
Pony,
that's how they win.
Doesn't it stand to reason that we are going, that the Steelers are aware of all these things, and that we are going to see when they have the ball, the Steelers that is, a pretty heavy dose of the super heavy look where Washington's out there, Smith is out there, occasionally Freiermuth, but Hayward, and you're getting three tight ends on the field at once, and they're going to try to either
I would do the opposite.
Create little matchup
issues. I would throw against this defense.
Okay, so put multiple tight ends on the field and get the ball out quick, and Pat Freiermuth has a field day, and Jonnu Smith has a field day then.
412-928-9370. How do the Steelers win this game? All our insiders think that's basically a slam dunk that they win. I don't see it. Let's see what Jordan thinks. Hello, Jordan.
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick before the football, Pony, twice in my life I've lost bets where I've had to get my nipples pierced.
Get out.
No, two different times.
Can I ask what were the bets? Yeah.
Go on. Now you have my attention.
One time in college, Facebook was still kind of popping.
Of course.
It was just a dumb thing, like, hey, if we get like 200 likes on this, will you go go through with it? And so they called everybody in the dorms, all our friends, and lo and behold. So I walk in and look at the guy, and we're like, hey, do you do body piercings?
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me. I've never seen a guy look at me like this, and he just slowly stares down. I'm like, oh, no, we're not going there.
Yeah.
So... that happened, and then a few years later, we were in Nashville, and somebody brought it up, and we were playing a drinking game. They're like, if we beat you at this drinking game, you got to go through and do it again. And
Jordan, I don't know you, but have you ever started to think back on these and question some of your decision-making tendencies?
I like to think I've grown a lot as a person, and that was an old Jordan. So, yeah,
the old
looking
Jordan.
Back on it now.
But you know what, though, man?
How bad did it hurt?
I was just going to say, the way you're talking about it,
you seem very blasé about it.
You did it at the drop of a hat twice, so that makes me think it can't be that painful.
So, Pony, I was going to tell you, you're lucky, because I've told anybody that's asked. I remember the girl you had on that's going to pierce.
Yeah.
She talked about she doesn't use that clamp. Mm-hmm. That clamp was like excruciating pain, but the actual piercing was like a 2 out of 10.
Oh, man.
The clamp was like a 9 or a 10 on a pain
scale. Why does... So, like, why does anybody use the clamp? Is that just the domain of less skilled piercers here?
I mean, I'm not into, like, human anatomy, but I think it's just the man's nipple doesn't stick out as much as a woman's. So they gotta clamp that thing and get it
well,
sticking
you know
out.
What's gonna be, you know what's gonna be great is that Cheerleaders is one of the sponsors here. I was chatting with one of my friends there, and they have a plethora of women that have gone through with this. And I think a few to several are going to show up Wednesday night for moral support, from what I've been told.
You got to put tassels on them. Once they get pierced, you got to have some of them bring tassels. You got to be just tasseling around.
Jordan,
there.
Do the Steelers win on Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to get our fairy tale ending, but as much as like the insider said, I just think they're going to do it now with Rodgers. And this is a Tomlin spot Sunday night. What is it, like 17-8?
A Tomlin spot.
Well, it is more of a Tomlin spot than the guy who said last week, these Thursday night road games against divisional opponents, Tomlin always has the boys ready for him.
Can I tell you what it feels? I mentioned this earlier in the show.
Ginger, by the way, in the YouTube comments, No, they clamp women's nipples too.
How would she know?
I assume she's talking from personal experience or something close to
it. Deja vu for me. They lose the Tomlin game in Indy last year.
Yes.
They come back and play Dallas in primetime. Everybody thinks their defense is going to be better and the team is going to be fired up, and they lost that shootout too. So if that's what you're holding on to, like Tomlin's overall record is good, like something mystical is going to happen because the football gods want Aaron Rodgers to beat his old team. If that's what you've got, fine. That doesn't sound like a real concrete reason. It's not a real concrete reason.
It's a lot
for
of people in their
the
feels.
Game.
There's a lot of like wish casting here. I want this to happen.
What does that mean, wish casting?
Like, I'm about to explain it. I wish or I want for this to happen. So I am just kind of trying to put it out there into the world, hoping that I can will it into existence. I think that's what people are doing. And as I've often been told throughout my life, you can bleep in one hand and wish in the other and see which fills up faster.
412-928-9370. We'll take calls on this. How do the Steelers beat the Packers? I know you guys are ball knowers and love football and are hyped up for this game. So call us and flex your football muscle and tell us how they win. It's also Open Phone Friday. 412-928-9370. So whatever you want to talk about. Our text line is red hot with the debate of, do people eat plain tomatoes? Do people just bite into tomatoes like apples or cut up big tomatoes?
Jack said
and just
that's
eat
called
them.
Jack said that is called breakfast.
And I
in
said
Italy.
No, they don't do that. Okay, we're not in Italy. I'm talking about Pittsburghers. Do Pittsburghers just eat tomatoes? Not in salads, not on sandwiches. You said they put a little salt on them and eat a tomato on its own. And I say, I've never seen that in my
Our
entire
friend
life.
Fred said his own father would eat tomatoes like apples with salt.
Okay, that's probably going back to the Great Depression, Chris. I'm talking about right now.
Fred's like in his late 40s or 50s.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee.
True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.